is focused on moving around in cores. It's building on what we've done in the past two calls. And what I'm going to do next is put everybody on mute. And you'll stay on mute until we get into a question and answer period. So throughout the call, there will be times for you to take the information that's presented and just play with it at your instruments. And there'll be a pause while that's done. And, of course, you're on mute at that point, so nobody can hear you. And at some point in the call, I'll unmute everybody and open the call to questions and answers. So let me do that. Okay, everybody's on mute. So the call tonight is on chords, moving through chords easily, and emphasis on one note at a time. And I have to admit that as I played around with this concept, I just kept really wanting to put in some harmony. And we may get into that this evening, and maybe not, but we'll try some simple things and see where it takes us. And we might end up with some questions and answers in the middle of this call. We'll see how it goes. One of the things that you will notice as we go through the call, I think, is that there are things that I try, and I don't necessarily like everything that I do. But until I play around with it and try, I don't have any idea whether it works or not. And that's one of the things in improvisation, is that we, you know, it's experimental. If we knew what we were doing every step of the way, if there was a plan, it wouldn't be improvisation. And what Lori Riley said to me one time is, as I was placing my fingers so that I'd know where I was going, she said, well, yeah, but if you know where you're going, it's not improvisation. So you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do things that don't sound as good as you wanted them to, don't sound like you thought they were going to. But you'll also, in the course of playing around with things, you'll discover things that you never thought of before. And just before I signed on to this call, I did one thing on chords, and for the life of me, I don't know what it was, but I really liked what I did. And that's one of the dangers. but anyway, we'll get started. The first thing that I'm going to do is use a chord progression. It's a try and true, try it once more. I'm going to go from C to A to F to G to C. And that's a progression that we're all really, really familiar with. So I'm just going to talk while I'm doing it. I'm going to do this quite slowly so that you can get a sense of what I'm doing or kind of talk about what I'm thinking about. So I'm going to start. I use a lot of 1-5-8 and the 1-5. So I'm going to do CGC. G. That leads me to the A chord. So that chord progression just naturally resolves itself. But as I moved through those chords, what I was always doing was thinking about where I was going. Not necessarily exactly how I was going to get there, but I'm using two fingers only, for those of you who are harpists. So I'm out of the automatic fingerings that I would have. It kind of slows me down. So when I'm doing a C chord, so if I put the round up here, I'm thinking, I know I want to go to the A chord. So I'm landing on A, and I'm going to the fourth, I'm sorry, the fifth. Okay, I'm going to use that same chord progression and fiddle around a little bit differently. So this time I'm going to, part of what I'm going to do is use the 1-5-10 or the 1-5-8. And what I'm going to do is rock on the fifth tone as I move through some of the additional tones outside of the chord. Okay, I'm going to take you off mute and see what
questions you might have or comments you might have that will guide us in how we move forward in the call. Okay, you should be off mute. So if you are not the person speaking, if you would make sure you are on mute, which just preserves the call quality and eliminates background noise, that would be great. Comments or questions?
I have a comment.
And who is this?
This is Stephanie.
Thank you.
Playing an instrument that only plays one note at a time. This is a very, very interesting effect. The 1-5-10 and the 1-5-8 rocking back and forth on the 5. If you add for example, a sharp or a flat, it turns it into a very unusual modal sound.
Oh, that would be nice.
And it's really very pretty. I had some experience and done some trying with pentatonic scale. But this is really quite pretty. I just, for whatever reason, it just never occurred to me to do this. And I find this very helpful.
Thank you.
Dee, this is Linda. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. When originally I was visualizing the rocking on the fifth, I was visualizing it as the fifth being the lowest note and rocking on that in an ascending pattern, you know, just picking other notes. But then it occurred to me that it doesn't have to be that way, and I didn't know if you had done that actually, but I went down below that fifth of the chord that I was in and picked up tones below that, rocking on the fifth above those tones, and it was very pretty as well.
So let me...
Does that make sense?
I think you did a...
I thought I had it in my head, but I'm not getting it on my fingers. No, I'm still not.
Yeah, you can. One of the things that I found is that going between C then you go to the fifth of B, so I'm on C 1-5 and then I'm D, which is the fifth of the D chord. Oh, that's not right. No, I just stayed on the D of the 5, and you can kind of rock using the D and go between the C and the D chord. Doing that. So when we're playing, we don't, unless we're playing an instrument with only the option to play a single note at a time, we certainly have the ability to move from chord to chord using harmony.
And I'm going to leap forward a little bit in harmony because I think that ultimately this is more where we're going, and we've got the basics, and I'm going to adding harmony using this exact same modulation that we've already done provides a really different grounded sound, I think, and more flexibility when you're changing chords. And so when I'm doing this, if I do C, again, knowing I'm going to go to A, so I can be on C in the right hand and go to the A chord. Simple gateways into improvisation. So when I take any note within the C chord, which is C, D, and in the right hand, if I'm on C or E or G, when I move to A, if I'm on any note in the A chord, that's A. So the space allows me to anchor that chord change in a different way than if I'm only dealing with one note at a time. So I could do thank you. that when you combine the bass tone, you simply anchor your new chord that you're going to in a different way. I think you have more flexibility to be on something other than the tonic of the chords when you're doing that. So what I'd like you to do is play around with that a little bit, with adding, for those of you who do have a bass line, add some intersection, some harmony where you're intersecting the right and left hand, but still use the chord as one statement, and what you're doing in the right hand basically is the answer. And take your time with it and then decide where you're going from a chord standpoint. And if you're a melody only instrument, then same concept, that you're, whatever chord you're in provides that grounding, and have a conversation with it up in the right hand. And go ahead and try that. Okay, this time what I want to do is play around just using that alternating on the rocking back and forth on the fifth and some other things, again, doing the intersecting of the left hand and the right hand.
Thank you.
take you off mute and see if there's questions or comments at this point.
Hey. Yeah.
This is Suzanne in North Carolina.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? I think what I'm hearing you say is that you really don't want to play two strings simultaneously like that. Rather, you play with the right hand and then interject with the left hand. Is that correct?
Well, again, Suzanne, this is getting into improvisation in a really simple way.
So there isn't any rule about not playing a harmony, but part of what I wanted to do was introduce the possibilities without worrying about creating harmony.
Okay.
The next step is that I think that you would probably want to take is to have at least one note intersect on the left and the right hand. And one of the ways to anchor your chord changes is in the right hand. If you are on any note that is a part of the chord that you're going to, that you can play that simultaneously, just moving to that chord. And then you move in the right hand and, you know, wander around and eventually come back. You might repeat that chord, you might move to another chord. But one of the ways to provide, I think, some of the continuity is to be working with, keep in mind the 1 and the 5 of the chord you're using in the left hand and emphasize the 1 and the 5 in the right hand. I'm going to just illustrate. If I'm using, I'm going to do it on D. So that's my 1/5/8.
So you started out with your chord in the left hand, and then you picked up and did the work with the right hand, the octave above.
I did, but I didn't anchor to my chord that I was in.
Okay.
So listen to me do it with anchoring to the 1 and the 5. Back to the A and the D.
Question D.
Yep.
This is Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
What about any arpeggio in any chord going the full octave? What about just making rhythmic changes and rocking around the 3 and the 5 and maybe the 7th and then up to the octave? just basing everything on the arpeggio of, full arpeggio of whatever chord you're playing. Would that also work?
Sure, you could do, like if you're on D, you could do, I need you to ask me again because I didn't catch the question.
Okay, if you have a different chord pattern in the left hand other than C, A, F, G, C, supposing you have an A, G, F, E or something like that,
right?
Would the same principle apply?
Absolutely. When you start moving from chord to chord, you want to know what those chord notes are. And when you've got two hands, I think it works nicely for the left hand to anchor whatever chord you're going to. And the right hand does something complementary within the chord. And if you don't land in your harmony, you're not on the chord, and then you just repeat it until you modulate to where you want to go. So if I'm doing, Taco Bell, that's C, G, A, E, F, C, F, G, and that's the C. So I would be doing C, and of course I can repeat the chords. I don't have to move on every chord.
Thank you.
on some of that. I liked some, but I didn't. But I used both the 2358 and the 151357, as well as some of the rocking. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, you're saying that you can stay on the anchor cord as long as you want before you move to the next one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think in terms of the work that we do, you would want to be landing on cord. You want someone to be able to sink into whatever the sound is. So there's absolutely no hurry to go away. So I could stay on the A chord. Request of you. I would like to hear, this is the first time that anybody has said there's a problem with the sound, so I would be very interested in feedback about that. And I also would be interested in feedback as to how, you know, if the calls have been useful to you, how have they been? And if you wish that something else that happened, what that might be, and if there's something else that you want to be focusing on in future calls, I'd love to hear that as well. And the topic can certainly be any place in improvisation, but certainly if there's another idea that you have that's totally different, then we can look at that.
Hey, this is Christina.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the fact that you structure these calls so that we get some teaching and then we get to practice it for a couple minutes, because I'm a very kinesthetic learner, and that really helps me. But I did want to ask, a lot of the patients for whom I play are rhythmic harp people. You know, they're not hospice people, per se. Their bodies need to heal and get better, and they need to get back in their bodies. So I do a lot of rhythmic stuff. And all the things that you've been playing have been arrhythmic, at least from what I can hear.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you, I don't know what I want. I guess I just...
The purpose that I have for a future call is to do to present patterns that lend themselves to arrhythmic and patterns that lend themselves to rhythmic. Because I think that's a good point.
Yeah, that would be cool. Although any of these things you can do in a rhythmic fashion, but some of them are probably a little more athletic than others if you're doing quick changes or whatever.
Well, and I think depending on, you know, how many notes you're including, whether you're in, you know, like a 6-8, 2-4, or you're in a 4-4 or 2-4, it makes a difference. So how you, what notes you're playing in order to get there definitely makes a difference. So I think that would be a really good subject for a call.
Yeah, and also what you just said about 6-8, 4-4, 2-4, even for those folks who don't read music per se, at least they could get the feel of what a 6-8 rhythmic tempo would be and what a 4-4 rhythmic tempo would be and what patterns lend themselves to those.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anything else?
I have a comment, Dee.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth, I have found that the helpful hints on improvisation and in instruction, I've listened to the tapes on the site. I found them to be really quite helpful. Although I am not playing bedside at the present time, I am playing at a lot of informal and spiritual gatherings requiring various interludes and things. Our community, unfortunately, has been stricken with a number of deaths in our local high school, and there have been groupings of parents and things which I have been asked to play, and simple pentatonic scale modal progressions and things that I have heard on the various recordings have been extremely helpful. Even though I do not play a harp, I find it very helpful.
Thanks. Anything else before we close?
Have you considered doing a video conference?
At this point, no. It would be a nice idea for someone to do, I'm sure. And maybe it will be.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome. Well, I'm going to sign off then. And we'll be coming out with the next call schedule. But I think one of the things for sure to do is arrhythmic. And there will be a session on modal, and we'll see what else. So thank you all for